It just kind of came out, as a matter of fact. The headline in London's Daily Mirror said, Paul is quitting the Beatles. And then McCartney was like, well, wait a minute. So he put his own statement out, along with his debut solo album, McCartney, and said, I have a better time with my family, and I don't know if this is temporary or permanent, but I don't foresee a time when Lennon and McCartney partnership will be active again in songwriting. Some of the reasons for the breakup, I know, you're just saying Yoko right now. That's not totally it. Disarray of the label, Apple. Disagreement about who should manage them. And that was a serious disagreement. And John Lennon insisted that Yoko sit in on creative meetings with the Beatles. And the other three did not appreciate that at all. Here's Paul McCartney about that time.
We'd been having a lot of troubles and the group had been breaking up. But I made a last-ditch attempt to try and save things and said to John at a meeting we were having, I said, I think we should just go back to being a little touring band. We should just get back on the road. We should just do some little gigs and just get out there and rock. And John just looked at me and said, well, he said, I think you're stupid. He said, I wasn't going to tell you this, but I'm leaving the band. And that was it.
He said, I think you're stupid? Here's John Lennon.
It takes a lot to live with four people over and over for years and years, which is what we did. And we'd call each other every name under the sun. We'd got to blows. We'd been through the mill together for more than 10 years. You know, we'd been through our therapy together many times, you know.
Here's George Harrison's take on it.
The thing that it started out being, it gave us a vehicle to be able to do so much when we were younger, and we grew right through that. But it got to a point where it was stifling us. There was too much restriction. You know, it had to self-destruct.
And finally, Ringo.
We weren't sitting in the studio saying, okay, this is it. Last record, last track, last take.
Yeah, and just kind of happened. And by the way, if you think, well, who still cares? Paul McCartney's lyric paper, handwritten lyrics for Hey Jude, were auctioned off on Friday for $910,000.